Today's daf is Yuma Daf Memvav, and we are on the second line on the top of Daf Memvav, Amir Aleph, Amir Rabbi Lozim Mishum Bar Kapora. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufo Shalema, Fashlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, David Ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac Ben Rachama, Miriam Basara Dina, Menachem Mendel Ben Yehudis Chaya, Avram Menachem Ben Leah Edel, and Yaakov Ben Gittel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus, Vyacheskel Shraga Ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Avram Ben Yibodel Chayim Toivim, Ramosha Chaim. So today's daf begins as a continuation of yesterday's daf, which discussed the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis regarding how many fires, how many marachis were there every single day on the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mizbeach HaChitzoy, that was the large Mizbeach, the Mizbeach with the ramp, the Mizbeach that was outdoors, it was the Azara, is where most of the activity on the Mizbeach took place. All the haktaros, the burning of all the karbonos, took place on the Mizbeach HaChitzay. It took place on a fire in the Mizbeach HaChitzay. That fire is what was known as the Marocha Gedoyla. It was large, it was a fire, hence it was called the Marocha Gedoyla. But as we saw, in addition to the Marocha Gedoyla, there were other Marochas as well. How many? Machloikis Tana. Rabbi Yehuda said every day, there were two marachas. There was the maracha gedoyla. In addition to that, there was another maracha that was for the sole purpose of the ketores. So the ketores required fire. The fire came from coals that were on the mizbeach hachitzay. A little bit of a chiddush because the ketores was brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. That was in the heichal. But the coals that was used as the fire for the ketores came from the mizbeach hachitzay. Rabbi Yossi said every day there were three. The maracha gedoyla, the Marocha Shnia Shal Ketores, but in addition to that, there was a third fire whose purpose was Lekiya Ma'esh. In the event that the Marocha Gedoyla started to wane and they needed reinforcements to strengthen the fire, they would take fire from this third fire, and that's how they would replenish it. So according to Rabbi Yossi, there weren't two fires every day, there was a third. Rabbi Meir said that every day there were four. There was the Marocha Gedoyla, the Marocha Shnia that was used for the Ketores, Rabbi Yossi's third Marocha that was there for Kiyum HaEsh. In addition to that, Rabbi Meir said there was another fire whose purpose was to burn the Evarim and the Pedarim Shaloi Nesaklu Miba'erev. So a carbon that was brought, the day that the carbon was brought, in addition to doing the Avodah Sadam, which of course was the ikar of the carbon, there were also parts of the carbon that had to be burnt. If it was an oila, it was almost the entire carbon. If it was some other carbon, there were certain parts that were burnt. Now those parts that were burnt had to be burnt the day that the carbon was brought, or the following night. In Kachem, the night always follows the day. So either you brought it by Yom, or if you wanted to do it at night, you could do it at night. Now, there were times where you could do it the following day as well. In the event that you were going to be burning the Evarim and the Ptarim of a carbon that was brought yesterday, meaning the Haktar is being done on the following day, said Rav Meir, then the Haktar was not done on the Marocha Gedoyla, but rather it was done on this special Marocha, that was the fourth Marocha. So why was there a fourth Marocha? It was meant to burn Evarim u'Pedarim shenloi nesaklo miba'erev. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, every day there were two Marochas. According to Rabbi Yossi, there were three. According to Rav Meir, there were four. Everybody agrees that they added one more on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yehuda, that every said, day holds this was two, and Yom Kippur held it was three. Rabbi Yossi that every day held it was three, and Yom Kippur there were four. Rabbi Meir that every day said there were four, and Yom Kippur there were five. What was the purpose of the extra Yom Kippur? That was also for the Ketores, but it was for the special Ketores that was brought on Yom Kippur. Regardless, today's daf is going to begin with a little bit of a discussion on Rabbi Meir's Shita, which is that every single day there were four marachos, and the fourth maracha was specifically for the haktara of the evarim and ptarim of a carbon, shaloi nesaklo miba'erev. So you're not doing the haktara on the day that the carbon was brought, you're doing the haktara the following day, so you don't do it then on the maracha gedoyla. That was meant for karbonos whose haktara is being done by bayoy. But if it was loi nesaklo miba'erev, it didn't happen yesterday, now you're doing it day two, that's okay, given certain circumstances. However, now it's going to have to be done on a separate haktara. Now, today's daf is not a long daf, but at the same time, it does discuss a few kachim principles that it's worth reacquainting with before we begin the daf. So just a few definitions of well-known musagim in the world of kachim. The first is the idea of im alu lo yerdu. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to take something that's puzzle and put it on the mizbeach. It's intuitive. It's Pesukim in the Torah. You're not allowed to take a Dover Pasul, whatever the Pasul is, and put it on the Mizbech. So Dam, that's Pasul, you can't do Zerika. In Murim Basar, that's Pasul, you can't do Akdara. Stating that, there's a very big chiddush in the world of Kachim that's known as in Alu Lo Yerdu. There are certain psulim, not all, but there are certain psulim where the halacha is if this pasul thing touched the mizbeach, kol hanoygeya b'mizbeach yiktosh, anything that makes contact with the mizbeach becomes kaddish, so much so that now you could be makter that davar pasul. So basar, that's pasul, there's no haktar. However, if the basar, that's pasul, touched the mizbeach is mekadesh pesulim, and now it gets a kedusha with halachas, you can take it from the mizbeach and you can do haktar. Now, there are karbanas where that's not true, but there are some that it is true. So certain psulim, the halach is if it touches the mizbeach, there's haktar. Certain psulim, the halach is if it touches the mizbeach, there's no haktar. When the halach is there is a haktar, it's what's known as im alu lo yerdu. So im alu, if this Dover Pasul touched the Mizbech, lawyer, you don't have to take it off the Mizbech, you don't leave it there, you do a Haktara. Then there are psulim with halacha is im alu yerdu. Now, this concept of im alu lo yerdu, im alu yerdu, even though it's a detail, but in the world of Kachim, it's often used as a barometer to determine how pasul something is. So, you want to know how pasul something is? What's the halacha if this Dover Pasul would touch the Mizbech? Would it be im alu lo yerdu? Im alu yerdu. If it's im alu lo yerdu, so that means at the very least, b'diyevet, you could do akhtara with it. So it's obviously not that pasul. If it be im alu yerdu, that's a sign that it's more possible. But either way, that's the first concept that we need to, again, become familiar with, which is im alu lo yerdu, im alu yerdu. Within the world of im alu lo yerdu, there is an afgemina on whether it actually touched the fire, mashlo behem ma'ar, or loy mashlo behem ma'ar. Once it touches the fire, that's even more of a madrega of im alu lo yerdu. It's what the Gemara calls naso lachme shal mizbeach, and then there's even more dinei haktara, as we'll see in a minute. The second thing that we need to become familiar with, and that is when avoida was done in the Beis HaMikdash, very often, it involved Chilul Shabbos. So, during the week, that's not a problem. But on Shabbos, when you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even in the Beis HaMikdash, there were many avoidas that really came to a head with Chilul Shabbos. So, what's the halacha? Avoidas of a carbon tzibur is Doicha Shabbos. The avoida of a carbon yachid is not Doicha Shabbos. So, here's the question. What happens if you're bringing a carbon and you want to do the haktara? So if it's carbon tzibur, haktara, even though it involves burning, cooking food, that's okay, because carbon tzibur, avoida, is going to be doicha Shabbos. But where it's interesting is what happens if it's Shabbos, you want to do the haktara, but this is the haktara of a carbon that wasn't brought on Shabbos, but a haktara that was brought before Shabbos. So for example, the carbon tamid, just to keep it as simple as possible, that was brought every single day, in the morning and in the afternoon. Erev Shabbos, the carbon tamid, shalbein arbayim, was brought, and now you want to be makter de murim, so you can be makter the whole day. Usually you have the following night to be makter it as well. So here's the question, can I be makter the tamid that was brought on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos? On the one hand, the tamid is a carbon tzibur. If it's a carbon tzibur, why shouldn't it be Daicha Shabbos? But then again, there's maybe a difference between a carbon tzibur where the carbon was brought on Shabbos versus a carbon where it wasn't brought on Shabbos. I just want to do the haktara of the carbon on Shabbos. That's something that we're going to see a little bit about in the daf as well. And just one other idea that we are very familiar with, something that came up very much in the beginning of the Masechta, and that is the machloikis in Shas, whether tumah hutra betzibur or tumah tchuya betzibur. So ordinarily, if someone is tamei, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, a kohen that's tamei is not allowed to do the avoda. But at the same time, if it was a carbon tzibur and roiv of the tzibur was tamei, or roiv of the kaihanim was tamei, or roiv of the klisharis was tamei, so the halach is for a carbon tzibur, we have a rule, tuma hutra betzibur versus tuma dechuya betzibur. So again, not a very long daf, but from a kachim perspective, it gets to the meat of a lot of kachim sukkah. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Bar Kapara, Oymer Hayy Rameir. Rameir used to say, it's not something he once said, but Oymer Hayy Rameir, Rameir flaked Zugin, Evari, Oylo Shani Taisru. If you have the Evarim of an Oylo that you're supposed to burn, and they were left overnight, meaning you didn't burn them by Bayayim, so the carbon was brought on Tuesday, but you didn't burn it on Tuesday, it's already Wednesday. So halacha is you burn it. However, oitzalem marocha b'fnei asma v'slaider. At this point, you don't burn it on the marocha gedayla. What you do is you make a new marocha va'filu b'shabbos. And he said this is going to be true even on Shabbos. Speak to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lozem mishum bar kapara oimahay rameir. Rabbi Lozem walked into Beis Medrash. He says, I heard from bar kapara that Rameir used to say, as if he had this big chiddush and everybody's waiting to hear what Rameir used to say. And then he said, oh, Rameir used to say devarim of an oila that you didn't burn yesterday, assuming you have a right to burn it now. So the halacha is, oitzalem marocha b'fnei atzma. You don't burn it on the marocha gedolah. You make a new marocha. Like the Gemara, Maikum Ashbalan. That's a chiddush. That was pretty obvious. Tamina, we know that from our Mishnah. Rameir said that every day there was a fourth marocha. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said there were two marochas. Rabbi Yehuda said there were three marochas. Rameir said there were four marochas. What was Rameir's fourth marocha? That if you have the varim of an oil, you have the basar of a carbon, yet you didn't burn the day that the carbon was brought, you're bringing it the next day. The halacha is that you have to bring a new marocha. So obviously, Rameir held a vari oilo sheni toisru oisru lehem marocha b'fnei atzma. That is Rameir's shita. Rav Avin said, you're right. You have to say Rabbi Elazar was saying some chiddush in the name of Bar Kapara. He wasn't just saying over Rameir's shita in the Mishnah. So what the chiddush was like nitzchah l'psul. And he was coming to say a chiddush. At this halacha, the Rameir holds that you make a separate marocha for a carbon that you're doing the haktara with, where the carbon was really brought the day before. This is true not only if the carbon was kosher, but even if the carbon was pasul. The carbon was pasul, like we mentioned in the introduction, with halachas, sometimes is emalu lo yerdu. So in the event you have a carbon that's pasul, a carbon that the din is emalu lo yerdu. So you would have thought that maybe if you're going to go now and you're going to be makter it, not by bayayim, maybe now you do it on the marocha. Doesn't Rameir hold you always make a new marocha for a varim of a carbon that's being brought the next day? Maybe that's only if it's kosher. But maybe if the haktar is emalu lo yerdu, so it's a shvacher, a type of haktar, maybe that loch is not going to be the case. That was the chiddush. That's what Rabbi Elazar said, Shon bar Kapara, Oymei Rameir, that a vari oilish and itoisru, even if it's posel, and it's in olu lo yerdu, still the halach is you're going to make its own marach. But he added the caveat of a dafka shemashal memar. The only time this is true is if it wasn't just on the mizbeach, but it actually touched the fire. Like we said, where it's moishal in the fire, where it makes contact with the fire, so there the halach is, could be different, and it's only there that's going to be the case that you make a special marach. If it never made contact with the fire, loy, that's not going to be the halach. Ikid army, some say, echad shem echad psulim, that this last piece, the Rabbi Abin said, that the only time Rameir said the halach is from mashal memar, that was true even for its kosher, meaning in the Ikeda Amri, this is a real Chiddush of Rameir. The only time Rameir ever said the halacha that you make a special marocha for the Ivarim that should have been brought yesterday, that's only if it was Mashlim Behemar yesterday. But if it was never Mashlim Behemar Loi, then you're not going to have this halacha. So again, Rabbi Elazar came into Beis Medrash, he said over the name of Bar Kapara, the Rameir used to say the Ivarim of an Oilo that were left overnight. Everybody said, of course, that's Rameir's Shita. That's what the fourth marocha was all about. What's the short answer? The chiddush was, even if it's possible, where it's not a real akhtar, it's just a malu lo yeridu, still that's what the halach is going to be. But Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Bar Kapara, added two words. He said, Rameir used to say, you make a special marocha for those evarim, and then he said, vafilu b'shabbos. This is going to be true even on Shabbos. I mean, even on Shabbos, this is going to be the case. Right, the Gemara, Tanina, we know that from the Mishnah as well, because the Mishnah said, Yom Chamesh, that every day Rameir said they used to bring four, and on Yom Kippur, they used to bring five. Now, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, because Yom Kippur, essentially, you can't do malacha, just like on Shabbos, you can't do malacha. So it's pasha then the Rameir said this halacha even on Shabbos. If he said it on Yom Kippur, then obviously he said it on Shabbos. And again, where do you see Rameir said on Yom Kippur? He said on Yom Kippur there were five, which means he had the first one, the Marocha Gedolah. He had the second one for the Keteris. He had the third one that's there for Kiyomesh. He had the fourth one that's there for any Evarim that weren't burnt yesterday. And you have a fifth one for Yom Kippur, for the special Keteris of Yom Kippur. But if you see that in Yom Kippur, you had five, that means he had the fourth. So why would you think Shabbos is different than Yom Kippur? Am Rav Acher Bayakiv, Rav Acher Bayakiv said, no, it's derech. So I would have thought that this that Rameir said in the Mishnah that in Yom Kippur there was five, maybe that's only Hechad Chayim Kippur Deachas Shabbos. That's only if Yom Kippur would fall out on a Sunday. If it fell out after Shabbos, there the halacha would be that you would have this special marocha. Why? Because if Yom Kippur fell out after Shabbos, so Yom Kippur Sunday. So Yom Kippur, when we're discussing the halacha of needing five fires, the fourth fire, which is meant for karbonis that were brought yesterday, when was yesterday? Yom Kippur Sunday, yesterday was Shabbos. So there, I understand that Rameir would hold, you need the extra fire. Because the Chelvei Shabbos craving Yom Kippur. Because a carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, you could be makdur tzimurim on Yom Kippur. Aval be'emtza Shabbos loy. But you could have thought that Rameir would not hold that you have the extra marocha on an ordinary Shabbos, a Shabbos that comes after Friday, which is an ordinary weekday. Because you could have thought that maybe Rav Meir holds that a vorei choil, you're not makriv on Shabbos. And that was the chiddush that Rabbi Elazar said, Mishum bar kapara, oy mahay Rav Meir. That Rav Meir holds that if you bring a carbon on a Friday, which is a weekday, and you weren't makta de murim on Friday, you could be makta de murim on Shabbos. He said that by saying that Rav Meir's fourth maracha was negei on Shabbos. Rav Meir's fourth maracha is only negei a carbon that was brought the day before. So if Rav Meir's fourth maracha is negei on Shabbos, obviously it's negei a carbon that was brought on Friday, that the haktara didn't happen on Friday, and now it's Shabbos, we're discussing doing the haktara. That's not something you see from the Mishnah. Because even though from the Mishnah you see that in Yom Kippur there was five, it doesn't mean every Yom Kippur there was five. Maybe it means Yom Kippur that fell out after Shabbos, where it's not a chiddush that they would have the extra maracha. Because the only reason you would think maybe not to have the extra maracha is because maybe you can't be makter on Shabbos a murim of a carbon that was brought during the week. So from the fact that you see that on Yom Kippur there were five, maybe that's only a specific Yom Kippur. Afilu b'Shabbos means erev Shabbos, every single Shabbos, and that's the chiddush. Amar Rava. So Rava heard this whole exchange and he said, "Man hadalei chayish lekimche." I can't imagine any even at a havamina that a mayor didn't say that. Meaning, as if to say, "Oh, v'afilu b'Shabbos is a chiddush. It's not a chiddush v'afilu b'Shabbos." From a mayor in the Mishnah, you know that a mayor said his halacha even on Shabbos. Meaning, whoever said this is like chayish lekimche, he's not paying close attention to his learning. It's an expression. He's not careful with his flour. He didn't go through the Mishnah well. What in the Mishnah is so obvious that a mayor Luchur would say is Allah even on Shabbos? Because the Mishnah says every single day, right? Every single day, two, Yom Kippur, three. Every day, three, four. Every day, four, and now all of a sudden, five. So you see clearly, every single day, it was four. Every day means even on Shabbos. And the Gemara says Kasha, which we know doesn't mean Tiufta. Tiufta means checkmate, it's over. Kasha means there's a teretz, but the Gemara thinks it's a little bit doichik. The Gemara doesn't want to answer it. Pashit, Bechol Yoim. The teretz would be, it means every weekday. Maybe it doesn't mean every day, but maybe it means every weekday, regardless. So Rabbi Lazar walks into Beis Medrash, he said over in the name of Bar Kapar. Then Rav Meir used to say that a vare oila that were left over, meaning the carbon was brought today, and now it's already the following day, and we didn't do the Akhtara yet. You could do the Akhtara in certain circumstances. However, you have to have a special Maroch, and he said that's true even on Shabbos. Meaning, even if the carbon was born on Friday, now at Shabbos, you would have the same Aloch, you bring the special Maroch. And the Gemara thought, my Kamashmon, all of this is obvious. We know Rav Meir holds us a special Maroch. That was Rav Meir's fourth Maroch. And we know it's true even on Shabbos, because the Mishnah says Yom Kippur. So if the Mishnah says Yom Kippur, what's the difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos? The Gemara says, no, there's chidushim going on over here. The first thing that Rav Meir said is a chidush, because what Rav Meir meant to say was that even if it was possible, meaning even if you're going to be makter something possible, where the whole haktara is predicated on the chidush of the malul yerdu, you would think that type of haktara is a lesser haktara, and as a result, maybe this halacha shouldn't apply. That's chidush as it relates to the reisha. When the Rabbi Loza said v'afilu b'Shabbos, what he meant to say was, no, that's a chiddush, because the chiddush is that you would think maybe there's no haktara at all. Maybe the only time you could be makter on Shabbos, which involves chil Shabbos, is only if you be makter a carbon that was brought on Shabbos. But to be makter a carbon on Shabbos that was brought on Erev Shabbos, maybe there's no such haktara at all. That was the chiddush v'afilu b'Shabbos. Look, the Gemara, that last line is upligid Rav Huna. It's not like Rav Huna. Amar, because Rav Huna said chilasay doicha, soifay enei doicha. Rav Huna said that if you want to bring a carbon on Shabbos, you can bring a carbon. But soifay enei doicha, the end of a carbon is not doicha Shabbos. And this is what he was referring to. What he meant to say was, is that if you bring a carbon Erev Shabbos, like the Tamid that was brought Erev Shabbos, and you want to do soifay on Shabbos, you want to do the Akhtar on Shabbos, it's not going to be doicha. Because chel vechoil are not craven b'Shabbos. Which is not like the way the Gemara explained what the chiddush of Rav Meir was when he said va'afilu b'Shabbos. So the Gemara just mentioned Rav Huna's halacha. Rav Huna who said tchilasay doicha soifay enoy doicha. The Gemara explained that what he was referring to was enoy doicha Shabbos, and that the haktara, which is the soif of a carbon, is not doicha Shabbos when the tchila was brought during the week. So the Gemara is going to say that although we assume that that's what Rav Huna really meant, in earnest, it was a machloikis amiram, and the Gemara is going to bring the machloikis amiram and discuss it a little bit. Goof, amir Rafuna. Rafuna said, Tamid, tchilasi daicha, soifai enoi daicha. The carbon tamid, which is the carbon tzibor. So the tchilas daicha, meaning you bring the carbon tamid on Shabbos. However, soifai enoi daicha. So the Gemara says, my enoi daicha. What do we mean when we say enoi daicha? So again, till now we assume daicha means Shabbos, enoi daicha means Shabbos. But the Gemara now is looking at it from a fresh perspective. So we have to make believe that we never even discussed this yet. So Tomit, Chilasei Doicha, Soifa Eina Doicha, what does it mean? Rav Chizda said, Doicha Sa Shabbos, Eina Doicha Sa Tomit. So we're focusing on Einoi Doicha. When Rav Huna said, Soifoi Einoi Doicha, what does it mean Einoi Doicha? So Rav Chisda said, I'll tell you what it doesn't mean, and I'll tell you what it does mean. It doesn't mean Einoi Doicha Shabbos, because really it is Doicha Shabbos. What it means is Einoi Doicha is Atom. It's not Doicha Tom. So Rav Huna meant when he said Soifoi Einoi Doicha, he meant to say that it's not Doicha Tom. So even though there's a halacha of Tom Hutcha B'tzibor, Tom Tchuya B'tzibor, but that's only the Tchila, the Shchita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika. However, as it relates to the Haktara, Haktara is not going to be Doicha Toma. However, it will be Doicha Shabbos. So, Einoi Doicha means Einoi Doicha Satoma, but as it relates to Shabbos, no, really it is Doicha Shabbos. Rabba said just the opposite. Doicha Satoma, it really is Doicha Toma. What does it mean, Einoi Doicha? It means it's Einoi Doicha Shabbos. Now, Haktara really is Doicha Shabbos. When is Soifa Einoi Doicha? If you brought the carbon during the week, so then the Soif of the carbon, meaning the Haktara, is not going to be Doicha Shabbos. So, there's a machlokes Rav Chisda and Rabba, what Rav Huna meant when he said Soifa Einoi Doicha. According to Rav Chisda, he meant Einoi Doicha Satoma. According to Rabba, he meant Einoi Doicha Shabbos. But it's interesting. Rav Chisda that said he meant Einoi Doicha Satoma, yelled, it's Doicha Shabbos, just not Doicha Toma. Rabba that said that it's not Doicha Shabbos, but yelled, it's Doicha Toma. So they're literally the antithesis of each other. According to Rav Chisda, Soifa is Doicha Shabbos, it's not Doicha Toma. According to Rabba, Soifa is Doicha Toma, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Now, first glance, there are two different sukkahs. Doicha Shabbos is a Shiloh, usually Avodah is Doicha Shabbos, and we're discussing what about Haktara, which again, usually is Doicha Shabbos, but where the Iker carbon, which is the Shechita, Kabbalah, Lach, Zrika, were done during the week. So maybe if they were done on a weekday, the Haktara is not Doicha Shabbos. That's the question, is Soicha Doicha Shabbos or not? As it relates to Toma, it's a different question. Is Haktara Doicha Toma, or is it not Doicha Toma? So at first glance, the two have nothing to do with each other, and for whatever reason, Rabbi Rav Chisda explained Rav Huna, another Amayra, in opposite ways. According to Rav Chisda, it is Doicha Shabbos, even though it was brought during the week. It's not Doicha Toma, there's no Toma Hutcha, Toma Tchoye B'tzibor. According to Rabba, it is Doicha Toma, because there is Toma Hutcha on Haktara. It's not Doicha Shabbos, because it was brought during the week. So again, first kinds have nothing to do with each other. Stating that, Amalei Abaye le Rabba. So Abaye told his Rebbe Rabba, he said, L'didoch Kasha, Rebbe have a Kasha, and Rav Chisda Kasha, have a Kasha. Meaning, I don't understand any of your Shittas. He said, why? Because I don't understand how you can distinguish between Toma and Shabbos. Because even though they technically have nothing to do with each other, but they actually have a lot to do with each other. He said, why? Lidi doch kasha. Here's my kasha on you, Rabbi. Maishna tomo. Why do you feel that soifa is doicha tomo? Even Akhtar is doicha tomo. Dichsib mayada. It says in the Torah that the carbon tomo was brought in mayada. That pasuk is the makar to the tomo hotcho b'tzibor. And b'mayada is referring even to the Akhtarah. So, Barfilo b'tomo. Shabbos nami b'mayada. You know what the makar is? That the carbon tomo is doicha Shabbos. The carbon is sibra doicha Shabbos. It's the same word b'mayada. So if b'mayada means akhtara, then it should mean akhtara. So what's the difference between tomo and Shabbos? Barfilo b'Shabbos then. Well, Rav Chisda Kai said the same thing showing to Rav Chisda. Maishno Shabbos. What's pshat Shabbos? Is doicha d'chse b'mayada filo b'Shabbos. Tomo nami b'mayada filo b'tomo. He said, I don't understand the chilek. I don't understand either of the two shitas. Because Rav Chisda and Rabbi, even though they're arguing literally 180 degrees from each other, but what they have in common is that they both think that there could be a chilek between Tumah and Shabbos. And that's what Abaye said. I don't see how there could be a chilek. At the end of the day, if Haktar is Doicha Tumah, it's Doicha Shabbos. If it's Doicha Shabbos, it's Doicha Tumah. Because Tumah and Shabbos are both nitcha by Karbanah Sibur from the same pasuk of Mayadeh. So if Mayadeh includes Haktar, it should be Doicha Shabbos, it should be Doicha Tumah. And if it doesn't include Haktar, it shouldn't be Doicha Shabbos, it shouldn't be Doicha Tumah. How could you distinguish between the two? This is what Abaye asked Rabbi. So Amalei, so Rabbi told Abaye, loyli di kasha of Rav Chisda kasha. He said, my entire Talmud, it's not a kasha on me, and it's not a kasha on Rav Chisda. He said, loyli di like kasha, that Rabbi Shita was that it's doicha tumah, but it's not doicha Shabbos. He said, I'll explain to you why I think it should be doicha tumah, it shouldn't be doicha Shabbos. He said, soifa ketchilasa. I look at soifa ketchilasa, meaning when I assess soif, I'm looking right now at the Akhtara. Should it be Doicha Tumah, should it be Doicha Shabbos? I think it should be whatever the Tchila was. If the Tchila was Doicha Shabbos, then it should be Doicha Shabbos. If the Tchila was Doicha Tumah, it should be Doicha Tumah. So he said, very simple. Tumah, the Tchila, se bar mitcha, Tumah, soifa nami doch. Tumah, the Tchila, was the Shechita Kabbalah Ilach Azrika. Was it Doicha Tumah? Yeah. Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur, Tumah Tchoye B'tzibur. So being that Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur, Tumah Tchoye B'tzibur was for the Tchila, same is going to be true for the Soif. So therefore the Akhtara is going to be Doicha. Soif. Shabbos, however, the tchila say lav bar mitcha. But Shabbos, however, where the tchila is not doicha Shabbos. Because again, this is important. What do we mean when we say is aktara doicha Shabbos? Of course aktara is doicha Shabbos. We're talking about where the carbon was brought during the week. It was brought on Friday. The tamid was brought on Friday. And now it's Friday night. You want to do the aktara. That's what the discussion is. That tchila wasn't doicha Shabbos. You can't do the shchit of the tamid of Friday on Shabbos. So that was a weekday shrita. So being that the tchila was a weekday, so seif anami lo dachi, the seif is not going to be dachi either. So Rabbi said, that's why I look at the seif as the tchila. It's very simple. So the tchila of the carbon that was brought by Toma was dachi Toma. So the kaktar is also dachi Toma. But the tchila of the carbon that was brought during the week was not dachi Shabbos. So therefore the seif is not going to be dachi Shabbos either. So Rabbi said, according to me, it's not right. Rav Chizda Likash, and he said, according to Rav Chizda, Alpha Enfer, he said, for my Baal Plukta as well. Alpha Enfer for Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said the opposite of Rabbi. Rav Chizda said that it is Doicha Shabbos, but it's not Doicha Tumah. So he said like this, Rav Chizda, number one, Seifer Ketchilasi Lasi. He obviously doesn't hold a Seifer Ketchilasi, because if he held like Seifer Ketchilasi, Rabbi said, you have to hold like me. He would have to hold Tumah is Doicha, Shabbos is not Doicha. That's the Tchila. The Tchila of Tumah was Doicha, the Tchila of Shabbos was not Doicha, it was brought during the week. So number one, Rav Chizda doesn't hold a Seifer Ketchilasi. Okay, so, but how does Rav Chizda come to his formulation that it's doicha Shabbos, it's not doicha Toma? He said, because Shabbos to hutri hi betzibur, seifa nami doichi. Toma de truye hi betzibur, tchilasit ike kapara doichi, seifa de lab ike kapara loidachi. So whenever you find the concept of one thing being doicha something else, you could always clear, is it hutra or is it truye? So this is something we've spoken about a lot over the years in the rate bites with Lumnus, but the basic concept is, truye means that really, this thing I'm doing is aser. However, there's a right that I have to do this davar aser because of a greater good that I'm doing. So, for example, asay doicha lo yisase. If you have a baguette that's shatnez, that's also tzitzis. I'm allowed to wear the baguette. I eat shatnez, but I'm also being mekayim mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, the fact that I'm being mekayim mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't negate the fact that it's shatnez. But at the same time, the mitzvah asay of Shabbos is still doicha of tzitzis, is still doicha the lois asay of shatnez. Right? So tzitzis is always doicha shatnez. Kalayim betzitzis. But it doesn't mean that there's no iser. There is an iser, but it's doicha. The point is that the iser is really there. Then you have times where you're allowed to do something that ostensibly is aser, but the gather is that under these circumstances, it's not aser as all. So for example, an ishas ach that falls the yibum. So an ishas ach is usually an erva. But in the context of yibum, it's not an erva because the Torah said in this case, it's going to be mutter. So it's not the pshat if someone does yibum, he's really violating the iser ishas ach, but it's the choya, he's allowed to. There's no iser ishas ach under these circumstances. The point is, sometimes things are hutra, sometimes things are tchuya. So Rabbi told Abaye very gishmak, Rav Chizda held that Shabbos is hutra betzibur. There's no issa Shabbos when you're doing a carbon tzibur on Shabbos. It's hutra, it's as if it's mutter. This shchita that you're doing is as if you're doing something that's not a malach at all. Oh, being that it's hutra, it's so mutter, seif anami dachi. So therefore the halach is that even the aktara, which is the end of the carbon, and even if it's a carbon that was brought during the week, was brought out of Shabbos, still it's going to be okay. But tumah tchuya hi betzibur. Now that's an age old shaila. But Rabbi said, Rav Chizda held Tumah's Tchuyah B'tzibur, meaning that it's Tchuyah B'tzibur, so it's more b'di'evet for you to be able to be daichet. So the tchila of the carbon is going to be Tchuyah B'tzibur. However, the soif of the carbon is not going to be Tchuyah B'tzibur. That's the distinction between the tchila and the soif. So you're right. Theoretically, there shouldn't be a difference between Tumah and Shabbos. However, the Gemara says, as far as why there should be a difference, the last Gemara is going to be Me'inyan Le'inyan. The Gemara in yesterday's daf had discussed the many psukim, the beginning of Parashat Tzav, that talk about all the fires that were on the Mizbeach. And one of the psukim said, Eish tamid tukat ala Mizbeach, there always has to be a fire on the Mizbeach, lois sichbe. You're not allowed to extinguish the fire. There's a lois say in the Torah to extinguish a fire. Rashi, ha-mechabe eish ala Mizbeach over b'shnei lava. In fact, in the Sefer HaChinuch, it's mitzvah 133. Mitzvah kuflam and gimel eshalei lechabois Eish me al hamizbech. So the Gemara is going to discuss that halacha for here until the end of the parak. Itmar amechabe eish machtum in there. If somebody would extinguish the fire in the mizbech, but the fire that he extinguished was already in one of the pans, or it was in the menorah, meaning it was on the pan that's used for the ketores or for the menorah. So you went ahead and you extinguished the fire of the Mizbech, but it wasn't on the Mizbech anymore. It was in a pan. So we saw that you had all these marachas, the marachas Shnei Shal Ketores, and the extra maracha that was made for Yom Kippur, they came from the gecholim that were on the Mizbech Achitzin. So what happens if somebody takes a shovel full of coals and then he extinguishes, he blows it out? So he was mechaba the Esh of the Mizbech, but it wasn't on the Mizbech. So Yichayv, Abayah, Mechayv, Abayah says, Yichayv, Rabbah, Mepad, Rabbah, says, Yipad. So the Kavir Reish Shal Mizbech, if you did it on the top of the Mizbech, everybody agrees Yichayv. Because at the end of the day, it was on top of the Mizbech, he extinguished the fire. Keep looking at Achseya Arab Kavir. Machloika says, when you took it off the Mizbech, you brought it down to the ground, and then you extinguished it. Abayah, Mechayv, Abayah says, Yichayv, Esh of Mizbech. At the end of the day, it's the fire of the Mizbech. Rabbah, Mepad, Rabbah says, Yipad, Kivin, the Notka, Notka. It's true, it's the fire of the Mizbech, but now it's off the Mizbech. I mean that it's off the Mizbech, you don't have to Isser anymore. So, Gishmak Hashayla, if somebody would extinguish the fire of the Mizbech, but when the fire was off the Mizbech, that's the Shayla. Kunin Tabay, you'll be Chayev, Kunin Tabay, you'll be Chayev. And again, if it's in the pan on the Mizbech, the Gemara says everyone holds it going to be Chayev. The question is if it's on the floor, according to Abaya, doesn't matter. According to Rava, no, you're potter, kimin the notka, notka. It's okay to Gemara, Elo, the Rav Nachman, Nachman said, Amar Rav, in the name Rav Ravu, Amar Rav, Chalz, Megam, Mizbech. If somebody takes a coal off the Mizbech, the Kibani extinguish it, Chayev. Come on, who's that like? Meaning the coal is not on the Mizbech and you extinguish it. So Gemara says, come on, okay, Abaya, this is Abaya Shita. Abaya said that once it's off the Mizbech, it doesn't matter. Still, you're going to be chayv. Rava said, you're potter. Kivin the notka, you took it off the Mizbech notka. Abaya is the one that said chayv. No, I feel the tamik Rava. Maybe Rav Nachman's statement goes even according to Rava. Hasanli intkit le mitzvasa. Hacha intkit le mitzvasa. When Rava said potter, it's talking about, well, you didn't just take it off the Mizbech. You took it off the Mizbech to use it for a mitzvah. You're taking fire for the menorah, you're taking fire for the ketores, you're taking it for a mitzvah. You're taking it for a mitzvah, that's when Rava says a svara, kivin the notka, notka. You removed it from the mizbech, it doesn't have a din of esh mizbech anymore, so it's not included in the leis say of esh tamet tukala mizbech, leis sechbe. Rav Nachman that said, hamoirit gacheles me'al gabi mizbech, v'kiba chayev, he was talking about where you just took it off frivolously, you didn't take it off for a mitzvah, so being that you didn't take it off for a mitzvah, so therefore could be everybody holds you're going to be chayev, regardless. So we have a shayla, whether ha-mechabe esh machto menorah. Are you chayev a potter? Abaya said you chayev, Rava said you're a potter. Ordinarily, you now extinguish the fire on the mizbech, but what if you shoveled it for the menorah for the ketores? Abaya said you'll be chayev anyways. Rava said you're going to be potter, and the Gemara said the machlokes was where it was taken already off the mizbech. But if it was on top of the mizbech, even if it's in the shovel, everyone holds your chayev. It could not be something just the opposite. If you took it off the mizbech and it's on the floor, Abaya and Rava both can agree you're going to be potter. Keep pligi the kavi bereishal mizbech. The machlokes is where you extinguished it on top of the mizbech. Abaya machayev. Abaya says you chayev esha mizbecho. At the end of the day, it's the fire of the mizbech, and as a result, you're going to be chayev. Rav, I'm a potter. Rav says, you're potter. Kimi the notka, notka. Because once you took it for a different purpose, you're going to be potter. But again, in the Ikka da Amri, the machloikis is dafka when it's on the mizbech. Because if it's off the mizbech, everyone's going to hold your potter. In the first lishon, the machloikis was when it's off the mizbech. Because when it's on the mizbech, everyone's going to hold your chayef. Here it's just the opposite. When it's off the mizbech, everyone holds your potter. When it's on the mizbech, that's where you have the. But when it's off the mizbech, everyone says potter. So the Gemara goes through the same exercise it went through previously. If somebody removed coals from the mizbech and he extinguished your chayiv, come on, who is that like? In this lishna of the Gemara, it's like Abaye, like a Rava. It's not Abaye, it's not Rava, because both Abaye and Rava agree that if it's off the mizbeach, you're going to be potter. In the first lishna, that was the machlokes of Abaye Rava. So the Gemara said, it's the like Abaye. But over here, it's the like anybody. It's not like Rava, and it's not like Abaye. The Gemara says the same chilek it said earlier, Hasamli inka the mitzvasa, hacha inka the mitzvasa. No, it's no shaykhs. Rav Nachman's halacha and Abaye Rava's halacha is different halacha. Similar, but it's not the same. Rav Nachman was talking about a person simply took it off the mizbech. You simply took it off the mizbech, you're going to be potter. Abaye and Rava were talking about when you took it off the mizbech for a mitzvah. You took it off for the ketores, you took it off for the menorah. Being that you did it for a mitzvah, that's why over there in the first lishna, Abaye says chayiv. In the second lishna, maybe everybody's going to hold you chayiv. But this is different. It's different because you took it for a dvar mitzvah, zokta gemara. On that note, Hadron Allah, Torah Bekalpi.